The Living Landscapes Festival is a collaboration between the art schools at the University of Kentucky and China's Inner Mongolia University. And this came up several years ago. There has been a cultural exchange going on between UK and China for several years, particularly through the on-campus Confucius Institute, and that it's helped to foster students and faculty, crossing the oceans and studying at each other's institutions and teaching at each other's institutions and other partnerships like that. So this festival, which has been going on since Sunday, is sort of bringing, elements of this to life on campus. One particularly interesting thing that will be happening on Friday is you have a ensemble called the Horsehead Fiddle Ensemble. And the Horsehead Fiddle is an instrument that is sort of distinct to that region of China. And they're going to be playing a couple of shows. They're going to be playing at noon in the Lucille Little Fine Arts Library with the Red State Ramblers. And then that evening, they're going to be playing with the UK Symphony. And the UK Symphony just completed last spring their own tour of China. So, like I said, it's just kind of, continuing an exchange that's been going on for a while there.
A different kind of exchange taking place as well this weekend. Cable television's Duck Dynasty folks, they're going to be in at Rupp Arena for a fundraiser. And for folks who are unfamiliar with Duck Dynasty, Rich?
Well, it is one of the funny things about reality television, I think, is sometimes things that hit are things that probably no script writer ever would have come up with. And I doubt anybody would have thought of writing a show about a family that makes a fortune selling duck calls, which is what has happened to the Robertson clan down in Louisiana. They had some really popular duck calls and made a lot of money on them. And the A&E network has parlayed that into a show. And particularly, they have a real strong fan base among evangelical Christians because they're very open about their faith on the show and, outside of the show in interviews and things like that. So several members of the family are going to be coming to Rupp Arena on Sunday afternoon for a chat about all things Duck Dynasty and Robertson Clan. And it's all going to be benefiting Frankfurt Christian Academy, which is raising funds to help with some of the things that they're doing over there.
So the roadshow is sort of just a conversation in front of an audience?
Basically, that's essentially what I understand from kind of reading background on it, that they're just going to be talking, I think taking questions and things of that sort, but kind of a chance to get a little bit more up close with the Robertson clan and see some of these epic beards. That's one of their trademarks, is that most of the men, except for this one brother who has just come on the show for the current season, but most of the men have sort of these epic long country beards. And so you'll get to see that in person if you go to Rupp.
Now, one person who's defying a typecast is performing this weekend at Comedy Off-Broadway in Lexington. She was featured on the very suspenseful 24, and now Marilyn Ricegub's doing stand-up.
She is, and this is one of those things that if you followed 24 and read up about it, you knew that she was a stand-up comedian, which was kind of interesting considering how intense the show that she was on was. 24 was a very intense drama that was always set in a 24-hour period with Jack Bauer, sort of a USA version of James Bond, trying to thwart the terrorists before they wreaked havoc. And Chloe, who Mary Lynn played, was sort of the voice in Jack Bauer's ear through a lot of this. She was usually back at headquarters, tracking what was going on, telling Jack where to go, and you know when the bad guys were closing in or he was closing in on them. And she was probably one of the most loyal members of Jack Bauer's circle, and it became a real fan favorite. People loved to see Chloe and missed her when she wasn't there. But now you get to see what she's like as a stand-up comedian.
Rich Copley, thanks for your help. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.